The Department of Fish and Game released its climate change strategy last week. The document comes from the subcabinet created in 2007 by Governor Sarah Palin to study effects of climate change on state resources. KMXT's Jacob Resnick reports.
The climate strategy document lays out in broad strokes what climatologists and biologists have been saying for years, that commercial and subsistence fisheries and wildlife stocks will be strongly affected by a climactic shift that's already warming the globe, especially polar regions. The document predicts that the timing of fish runs and distribution of species could change, requiring the agency to rework its regulations as well as its approach to management and conservation. Doug Vincent Lang is a special assistant to the Fish and Game Commissioner.
It's the first opportunity we've had to kind of take a good comprehensive look at the resources that we manage as an agency and what we anticipate to be some of those major or some of those impacts to those resources might be due to a changing climate. And as just like any other impact that we would see to a species, you know, we're going to start looking at climate change as one of those stressors to a species, and we're going to start figuring out how we're going to develop, you know, how we're going to factor that new stress in as we continue to manage those populations for their long-term sustained health.
The 19-page strategy paper offers little in the way of specifics. About half of the document's surface is color photos, but Vincent Lang says the document is an important first step for the agency to officially recognize its challenges and the need for new research.
Well, there's many challenges that the Department of Fish and Game has in terms of managing resources for their long-term sustained yield. And I think this is the first time we've recognized that a changing climate presents another potential challenge to some of those changes. So this is our first opportunity to identify what some of those possible impacts may be, and it gives us an opportunity to kind of define what we think is needed at this point, which is largely on some new research, so that as we continue to monitor populations, we're not only looking at the typical impacts that we see to those populations, but we also start learning to understand how a changing climate is influencing those populations.
Environmental advocates applaud this first step, but are generally underwhelmed by its vagueness.
It's a good start, but I'm hoping that they will increase their pace and start to really address these concerns.
That's Sue Mager, a fisheries scientist with Cook Inlet Keeper, a not-for-profit group in Homer. She's been monitoring the effects of climate change on salmon streams around Cook Inlet.
We already know that we have warming stream temperatures. We already have the sense of where our data gaps are. So the document doesn't really move us forward very quickly to actually accomplish the types of research that we need to do.
She says Fish and Game is occupied managing specific ecosystems, but historically fails to see the big picture when dealing with something as complex as climate change.
Fish and Game is such a huge department that each individual biologist is working on a very narrow focus. And although they may personally feel like climate change needs to be addressed, it hasn't really been articulated for the whole department. So the document at least does that, but it doesn't really address how those individual biologists will specifically address climate change impacts in their own work. And I think there's still a long way to go before we see new research coming out or a real shift in the way Fish and Game does their work.
To critics who say the document is lightweight, Vincent Lang says the strategy is just the first step and more specific plans will follow.
First off, we've taken an opportunity to kind of look across the spectrum of species that we manage and uses that we manage. And we've now had an opportunity to kind of inventory what are some of those most likely impacts that we begin to see. How we're going to specifically, tactically address those, we haven't yet decided.
Vincent Lang said a master document produced by the subcabinet that will look at the state as a whole would be forthcoming next year or maybe the year after. I'm Jacob Resnick.